How much money do you make on Amazon FBA?
Currently set to do 6K, just over 6K this month.
And how long have you been doing Amazon FBA?
As a whole, 3 months.
What?
If you're having trouble finding a product to sell on Amazon FBA, watch this video. The first thing you're going to want to look at is there multiple sellers in the top 10 or 15 of that product market that have around 100 reviews or less?
It's going to be extremely difficult to try and compete with those sellers. Now, you could try and drop your price point, but how long can you offer a very, very cheap price point for? One of the ways around this might be to... I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. Welcome to Amazon Ecom Secrets. And in today's episode, I'm going to be checking out some videos. And the team has given me these to see my reaction. Of course, you know I love giving my opinion on things, especially if it's political. All right, let's see what we've got here.
Who called it? I did. It is official. Amazon is now being sued after raising Prime Video prices, with the lawsuit saying it's deceptive to charge people $3 extra after advertising Prime was commercial free for years. Subscribers must now pay extra to get something they already paid for, says the lawsuit. This will be a very interesting case that could set precedent. So for years, when you signed up for Amazon Prime, or when Amazon would advertise Amazon Prime, one of the perks of signing up for that monthly or yearly service that you had to pay extra for was that you got things like free two-day shipping. You got things like commercial-free
That's
content.
That's true, you did.
That includes movies and TV shows, meaning that when you signed up, that was included.
I loved
the
Amazon
reason
Prime.
For the lawsuit specifically is not because of prices going up, because all companies do have the right to raise their prices whenever they want. The lawsuit is specifically because the plaintiffs are saying that this service is already included in what they pay. When you add on an additional price tag for that specific item, you're essentially charging your customers twice, because the commercial free content was already and has always been included in the price of Prime. Bad news and pessimistic outlook. Even if this lawsuit is successful, Amazon will most likely just raise their base price.
Exactly. Of course they're going to raise the prices. But I think she has a point, and I will say I'm not married to Amazon. Look, Amazon is a great tool, and I always say this, Amazon is a great tool for sellers to use to sell more of your products. But I'm not married to Amazon. I'm happy to sell it on eBay. I'm happy to sell products on Walmart. I'm happy to sell products on Shopify. And look, let's be honest, Amazon is so big right now that they're going to try sneaky things like this. It doesn't surprise me. Okay, guys, let's check out the next video.
So people are buying stuff on Amazon, oftentimes from third parties, and then they return it, but they don't return the actual product. So it would be, you know, I'd buy these sneakers, and then I'd return a fake version of the sneakers back, and they're grappling with that. Is that something? How do you deal with that?
Well, first of all, I get return products, you know, on my products I sell on Amazon. I've never, ever heard of people sending back fake products, but doesn't surprise me. People sending back fake sneakers, of course they're going to do that because it's open to manipulation. This is what people do.
At our scale, you find you get some of everything, you know, right. and we've seen that in the past, but we have a pretty substantial team that works on making sure that returns are appropriate, that we keep counterfeit really low. And so you change a little bit of some of your policies on returns, on when you actually refund people. And you try to make sure you know you got the right product before you actually authorize the refund.
Well, that said, Amazon actually do have a counterfeit program where you can actually lodge your brand with Amazon to send it in the specifics of how it is made and the types of materials that they use, so that ultimately you can prevent things like this and counterfeiting of your product. This is also in line with things like brand registry, where you can have your brand and your trademarks, your IP, other IPs such as patents registered with Amazon. And then Amazon, and I've used their service before where people have tried to copy my products on the Amazon platform. I've contacted Amazon, let them know, and they've actually removed those sellers off the Amazon platform. So Amazon is there to try and help the seller, but you've got to play by the rules as well. Get your Amazon brand registry sorted out at a bare minimum. Okay, let's check out the next video. Betty bloody be good.
How much money do you make on Amazon FBA?
Currently set to do 6K, just over 6K this month.
In profit, that is?
That's in profit.
How much in sales?
Aiming to do 32, 33.
And how long have you been doing Amazon FBA?
As a whole, 3 months.
What? 3 months and he's doing 6,000 pounds in profit. That is incredible. I really take my hat off to this guy because he's someone who's taken action. I know there's so many people out there who want to get into the Amazon space and leave their 9-to-5 job. Here is a classic example of someone who's doing it. Good on him. Okay, let's see what this one's all about.
If you're having trouble finding a product to sell on Amazon FBA, watch this video. The first thing you're going to want to look at is there multiple sellers in the top 10 or 15 of that product market that have around 100 reviews or less? This is going to be a great indicator that you as a new seller are going to be able to come in and still get sales. It's proving that people with low reviews are still able to get sales, and that is exactly what you're looking for. If everyone in the top 10, 15 sellers have thousands of reviews, it's going to be very hard for you to come in with zero and get sales.
This is an excellent point from the outset. I always tell my clients that if you're going into a niche, like what just he said, where your competitors have already got thousands and thousands of reviews, it's going to be extremely difficult to try and compete with those sellers. Now, you could try and drop your price point, but how long can you offer a very, very cheap price point for? Years and years? That may be what it takes. You could also provide advertising on your product, but then how deep are your pockets? How long are you going to be spending money on advertising to still try and get the same types of reviews? Now, remember, the statistic is for every 100 sales you do, you're only going to get 2 or 3 reviews. So competing against customers or other competitors that have thousands of reviews is going to take you a very long time. One of the ways around this might be to buy an established FBA brand that already has the thousands of reviews.
Number 2, your product must be able to be differentiated from the competition.
This is another excellent point. And another thing you can think about is not just offering that product in a different color or size, but also consider doing bundles, so offering your product with something else. That will also help you differentiate your product from the competition. Okay, who's this cool cat?
Have you ever been broke before?
Yes.
And what do you do for living out here in Miami, Florida?
I'm sorry, say again?
What do you do for living out here in Miami, Florida?
Entrepreneur, 2 different companies now, reduced from 4 different companies.
Do you come from money?
No.
How did you get the money to start your businesses? Did you go into debt? Did you have to borrow any money?
Worst thing you can do and the best thing you can do. Cash advance on credit cards. My God, yes. Debt. Probably 22% interest.
Wow.
Yeah, it's balls to the walls.
What is the secret to sales, though? A lot of people, they struggle to bring in that extra revenue.
He talks about balls to the walls. It's so true. I remember when I was really broke, I had to do whatever it took to get ahead. I remember buying my first lot of stock on a credit card. Now, it wasn't a cash advance, but it was still a big gamble at the time. It was in the vicinity of $10,000 or $20,000 on a product that I was really hoping was going to be successful. Now, ultimately, that product ended up doing to date now over $50 million in sales. So it did pay off. But I think if my balls weren't up against the walls, then I wouldn't have had that pressure to push through and take those riskier chances to ultimately get to where I am now.
What's the secret to selling?
Close. Don't waste time with anything else. Just close.
So maybe people are good at getting prospective clients, people potentially in the door.
These guys that are great at introduction, they're great at product knowledge, but the guys that are closing.
What's the secret to closing?
The right question. Once you hear 3 yeses to 3 questions, close it. There's no need to go to 4. Does this sound like what you're looking for?
Yes, sir.
Do you see yourself using this product now?
Yes.
Would you like to start it today?
Yeah.
Close it.
Close.
You're done.
I love that.
Don't quit.
How old are you now?
62.
What's the best advice that you would give to your younger self?
Don't change a thing. I wouldn't change it. My only regret, I can't do it again.
But if you lost everything tomorrow, could you make it all back?
It's a good question. I don't know. It's tomorrow. Nobody knows. Live from the moment.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. I really appreciate it. You got amazing advice. Thank you, sir.
Love his advice. And I tell you what, that's something that I'm absolutely hopeless at, closing sales. I'm good at making sales on Amazon though and helping people get their business expanded globally across the world. Okay, guys, that wraps up this episode doing reactions to all sorts of different videos. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to seeing you next time. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.